You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
One of the coalition government's promises during the general election was to introduce military-style boot camps for young offenders as part of their purported commitment to crack down on crime here in Aotearoa. So far, the government seems to be on track to upholding this promise and announced earlier in March that the first youth offender boot camps would be set up around this time of the year. However, a number of critics have come forward in opposition to the government's plans for youth offender boot camps, claiming that when they were first implemented in 2009 under the John Key government, they failed to improve outcomes and reduce recidivism for troubled youth. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Clara Don, president of the Criminological Society at Otago University, who started a petition calling for the government to roll back its plans to re-establish youth offender boot camps. Why have you started a petition against youth offender boot camps?
So we're petitioning against the reintroduction of youth offender boot camps because they're an approach to youth offending that not only has been proven to be harmful and ineffective, they've failed both here in 2008 and internationally, but they will disproportionately target marginalised youth and they're going to punish them for these systemic and structural inequalities that have been forced onto them. What I mean by that is that these children, the Māori and Pacifica, the lower SES, disabled children who've experienced homelessness, mental health challenges and poverty who will disproportionately be represented in these camps exist in a society and a country that has not provided them with the very basic things every child and every person needs and deserves. And we are punishing the symptoms of this inequality rather than addressing the inequalities themselves.
So as you mentioned, youth offender camps are not a new concept here in Aotearoa. They were first introduced in 2009 under the John Key government. So Can you tell us a bit about what happened when boot camps were first introduced and what might happen once the government brings them back?
Yeah, so when they were first trialed, they had a reoffence rate of 85 to 87%. So that's really, really high of camps that are trying to, you know, their intention is to stop youth from offending. And with a reoffence rate of 85 to 87%, you know, we can tell that that is pretty terrible. The government has said that they have modified the design of the boot camps slightly, but the militaristic components of the camps are the parts of them that will be really detrimental and cause these really high reoffending rates, and they have been retained in this new design of the camps alongside the rehabilitative components.
You also mentioned that the boot camps had pretty much little to no impact on reducing youth reoffending and recidivism, right?
Yeah, well, that's the 85 to 87% reoffence rate after that the kids who've been through the boot camps are reoffending at those incredibly high rates. And there's no evidence saying that these boot camps will be any different at all.
Oranga Tamariki, who will be leading the program, have been dealing with staffing issues that have caused problems at their facilities currently. So do you think this will have any impacts on the boot camp as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I'm not an expert on Oranga Tamariki, but absolutely it will. I think if they're not changing the limited staffing, they're not changing the way that they're doing these camps significantly, it will absolutely have an impact on how they actually go, yeah.
So given what we know about the costs of the original boot camps and their outcomes, why do you think Chris Luxon and his government are trying to reintroduce them?
Well, I think understandably, you know, the public is concerned about youth offending. I think it seems scary. We don't want youth to be offending. We don't want that harm to them or to Aotearoa or communities in general, to anyone, right? But these camps have a really high face value. They seem like the government is doing something about youth offending when in reality these aren't going to reduce harm whatsoever. We can see that right in the reoffending rates that are repeated over and over again. So they seem like this tough on crime approach. They seem like they're doing something actively and it's going to help. And so that maybe settles some nerves in the public. Maybe that's why they're trying to do them. But yeah, again, they're not actually going to have any positive impact. They're going to cause harm to the children. The children are going to continue to cause harm to communities because these inequalities that they are living under have not been addressed. The systems that they're living under have not been addressed. Their harmful context, poverty, of, you know, deep-rooted racism, the ongoing effects of colonization, they're not addressing these things. And yeah, so this will not reduce the harm whatsoever.
Back in March, Children's Minister Karen Chawa said that the boot camps would give youth offenders the chance to be part of, quote, a disciplined and structured environment and would help them turn their lives around. How would you respond to that?
I think it's interesting that we think that these children, what these children lack is discipline when they've come from such context of such deprivation. You know, if we look at the children who are going to be going through these camps, what they need is not more discipline. They don't need to be told how to stick to a schedule or do what they're told. They need their environment to be changed so that they can flourish and succeed rather than living in these contexts of extreme deprivation. You know, we're going to take these kids out of context of poverty, put them into these camps away from their communities, and then just shove them right back into that same condition that created their offending in the first place without changing it at all. So I would say that these children, they don't need more discipline. They need to be seen, they need to be heard, they need to be supported.
Finally, what areas of our society do you think the government should be investing in to prevent youth reoffending?
So I think the government should be addressing, like I said, child homelessness, childhood poverty, poverty in general, right? Homelessness in general, the cost of living crisis for one, right? We need to really iron out all of the inequalities that are so rife in our society, you know, the ongoing effects of colonization, really deep-rooted racism. The government should be focusing on those. Disability, making disability services more accessible, I think, as I said already, making mental health services more accessible. Those are the things they should be investing in if they actually want to reduce youth crime, rather than just seeming like they were trying to reduce youth crime.
And that was Clara Don, president of the Criminological Society at Otago University, talking to us about her petition to roll back youth offender boot camps. If you're interested in signing this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Say No to Youth Offender Bootcamps.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.